Oh yes, Yerushalmi, cross 92 Horis Babli, Daf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis and Medalef, on the fourth last line on the page, Amma Rabbi Mana. Amma Rabbi Mana, Bar Tanchum, Nechesu Mea Atuyoyu Kulam. Rabbi Mana said, Bar Tanchum said, if 100 judges enter to judge and they erred, they are liable only if all of them ruled. Taman, Amma Bivera, Behushiyu Kulam, Meirin Mesad Echad, Vachama. The Gemara asked that there, regarding the basin making a leap year, Rabbi Zera said that this is if all of them ruled from one reason. What's the law over here? Halacha yachid va'asa shogeg al pihem. The Mishnah says if an individual did b'shogeg based on Beis Din's words, v'chiyesh zadoin, I should say b'shogeg le'yachid etzal ha'ares Beis Din. The Gemara asked, why does it say b'shogeg? Is there mezid and shogeg for an individual regarding a hara of Beis Din? Of Imi, Bashem, Rishim, and Lokish, Masnisa, Kagoin, Shimon, Ben Azai, Yoshev, Lifneim. Of Imi, quoting Rish Lokish, said that the beginning of the ratio of our Mishnah excludes someone like Shimon Ben Azai sitting in front of the Beis Din. The Sefer teaches that he is Chayev, a Korban. Man, Kai, Mintim, Yodea, Kalatera, Ben Yodea, Oisedava, Ein Zeshem, Ben Azai. The Gemara asks, what's the case? If he knows the entire Torah but does not know this matter that they aired about, that's not Shimon Ben Azai. If he knows this matter but doesn't know the entire Torah, he is Shem ben Azai for that matter, and he is mazed. Elakin Kaimen, Vyodea Kalatura, Vyodea Oisadava, Ela Shukatoya, Lema, Torah, Amma Acharehem. The case is that he knows the Torah, and he knows this matter, but he erred to say that the Torah says, Acharehem means follow Beis Din, even if they erred. Ve'im b'toya loyma ha'toya amma acharehem, should say, ein ze shem ben azai. The Gemara asks, if he erred to say that the Torah said acharehem, this is not shem ben azai. Ha'adot the Tani yochol im yoyim ulocha al yamin shi small, but small shi yamin tishma lahem. The Gemara suggests from Abaisa that perhaps if Beis Din tells you that right is left and left is right, one should listen to them. And the vice rejects that and says, no, la leches yamin u'smol tells us that one heeds them when they tell you that right is right and left is left. Makadoin, how can we answer the question? Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Hila, answered that really he knew that he should not listen to them, and even so he's liable. Here is different because everywhere else, Shogeg is exempt from lashes and Mazed is liable, and here even Mazed is exempt from lashes because no one can warn him, but he is Chayev, a Korban, like Shogeg. Chavaya b'shem Shmuel, Yochid, Mashlim, L'roiv HaTzibur, He Masnisa, Aval Kol Yochid, V'Yochid, She'asa B'fnei Atzmai, She'say Mevi Kisra Oisira. The Talmidim, quoting Shmuel, said that our Mishnah discusses an individual who helps comprise the majority of the Tzibur, who sinned through Beis Din's Hara. But every individual who sinned, if they're the minority of the Tzibur, brings a female lamb or goat, which is called a Chatas Yachid. Am Rav Yochanan Afilu, if you say Yochid she'asa b'ares Beis Din Pata. Rav Yochanan says even an individual who did through Beis Din's Hara is exempt. The Kasha al-Datei de Shmuel, the Nimsa kol Yochid v'Yochid miskapet lai b'shnei Chatois. The Gemara asks that according to Shmuel, every individual gets Kapor through two Chatois, his own, and after the majority sin, we bring a Ha Helam Dava for all who sinned. Rabbi Zeru b'shem Shmuel Hayochid Toloi Achloi Roiv Beis Din Mavin Achloi Miat Hayochid maybe. Rabbi Zeru, quoting Shmuel, answered that an individual is suspended, means waits until we see whether or not the majority will sin. If the majority eats the chaylev, the prohibited fats that Beis Din permitted, Beis Din brings. If the minority eats, then each individual brings. Kol ha'raya she Beis Din pa. Ein hayochid maybe kisva or seira. The Baisa says any hayra for which Beis Din brings a bull, an individual does not bring a female lamb or goat. I should now say b'chol hayra she Beis Din ein mevim par hayochid maybe kisva or seira. Any hayra for which Beis Din does not bring a bull, then an individual brings a female lamb or goat. I should now say Shmuel pata masnisa b'roiv amiut achloi roiv she Beis Din mevim par ein hayochid maybe kisva or seira. The first explanation is that Shmuel explains the Brises to discuss the majority and minority. I mean, if most of Yisrael ate chaylev due to the Hara of Beis Din, since Beis Din brings a bull, an individual does not bring a female lamb or goat. That's the end of the added gesa. If the minority ate, since Beis Din does not bring a bull, an individual brings a female goat or female lamb or goat. Rabbi Yochanan pata masnisa by Rias Beis Din, hoyu Beis Din la'akoyas kol aguf, hoyu, she says, ve'im Beis Din mevi'im pa'al, ha'yochan mevi kisva v'si'ira. The second explanation is that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Brisa is discussing different kinds of hoyu'as Beis Din. If Beis Din ruled to uproot the entire mitzvah, since Beis Din does not bring a bull, an individual brings a female lamb or goat. Hoyu levatel mixas l'kayim mixas, hoyu, she says, Beis Din mevi'im pa'al, ein ha'yochan mevi kisva v'si'ira. If they ruled to uproot part and fulfill part, since Beis Din brings a bull, an individual does not bring a female lamb or goat. Shmuel, she say potar, masnisa adayin, ani oimer miut akol, she'osu chayav she'in Beis Din mevi'im aleihim pal, ama roiv akol, she'osu peturim, she'ai Beis Din mevi'im aleihim pal. Shmuel explains the sefer of that brisa, that still I would say that if the majority of the sefer did through Shigiges Maisa, they are liable since Beis Din does not bring a bull for them when they sin through Hayorah. But if the majority of the Sibra did through Shigiges Maisa, they are exempt since Beis Din brings a bull for them. Tambalema, Am Ha'oretz, Afilu, which is a Rubai Afilu Kulo. It says the phrase Am Ha'oretz, meaning that even the majority of the Sibra, even all of it, brings for Shigiges Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan Patam Asnisa, Adayna Ne'oimah Miut, Akol, She'osu B'lei Araya, Chayavim, Shken Raya, Im Beis Din Levi'im Pa'ar. Rabbi Yochanan explains the brisa that still I would say that if the minority of the Sibra did without Hayra, they're liable since through Hayra, Beis Din does not bring a bull for them. Shmuel Omar, Aval Hein Mevi'im Kisra V'si'ira, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Loi Hein Mevi'im Kisra V'si'ira. Shmuel says that when the minority sinned through Shigiges Maisa, they bring a female lamb or goat. Rabbi Yochanan says they do not bring a female lamb or goat. Now that's the Shmuel, Du Yolef La Chayev Mechayev Nicha. And that's Rabbi Yochanan, Du Yolef La Chiyev Mipetor. The Gemara asks that Shmuel learns Chiyev from Chiyev, and that's fine, but Rabbi Yochanan learns Chiyev from Petor. Masnisa, you say, Pliga al Shmuel, I hoide elav chatasea shechata, vehevi yotze mum la akum. The Gemara asks a question against Shmuel from Abaisa. The Pasuk says, I hoide elav chatasea shechata, vehevi, or it's formed in, if it becomes known to him the sin that he did, and he shall bring, this excludes a mumma to idolatry because he would not have refrained even if he had known. If Beis Din permitted, an individual would not refrain, so why does Shmuel obligate? Masnisa pliga al Shmuel, nefesh ki sechta achas sechata la seisa, hawe elu, mi'utin, hatoyle ba'al smoy chai, latoyle ba'Beis Din, pata. And the Gemara asks a question against Shmuel from the Baisa. Again, the phrases that we've had earlier, nefesh ki sechata and nefesh achas sechata and ba'al seisa, these are exclusions. One who relies on himself is liable, one who relies on Beis Din is exempt. Hada pligi al Shmuel v'leis la kiyum. This argues with Shmuel, and he cannot resolve it. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hoyu Beis Din v'yodu shetov, v'chazu behen, ben sheviu, kaparosan, ben shelo yeviu, kaparosan, v'halach v'aseh alpihem, Reb Shimon Peiter. Reb Shimon says that if Beis Din ruled, realized their mistake, and retracted, and an individual acted according to their initial ruling, whether or not Beis Din brought a par, he is exempt. Rav Elazar Eimer Safik. Rav Elazar says it's a Safik, means if this is considered relying on Beis Din, therefore he brings a korban Ashem Toli, which is the korban for one who is unsure whether he must bring a Chatas. Is a Safik, Yashav Lebesech Beisa Yochayev, Halach Lebedeh Sayam, Potter. Which case is a Safik, if he was sitting in his house, is considered a Safik. If he went abroad, he is exempt. Am Rav Kiva, Moidani Bezeh, Shukov, Lepetor, Min HaChayva. Rabbi Akiva says, I agree that when he goes abroad, it's more reasonable to exempt than to obligate. Amalei ben Azai, Mashna zeh min ha-yoshev v'beisai. Ben Azai asked, what's the difference between whether he was at home or traveling? She-yoshev v'beisai, efshet ha-yolei she-yishma, v'zeh lo-haya efshelei she-yishma. Rabbi Akiva says, someone at home could have asked and heard if Beis Din retracted. A traveler wasn't able to do so. The Gemara says, Rabbi Imi, b'shem Rishim ben Lokish, Masnisa kugon Shimon ben Azai, yoshev lefneim. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rish Lakish, said that our Mishnah is the safer the Mishnah if Beis Din ruled or a Chacham qualified to give Hayrah knew that they erred, he's liable because he didn't rely on Beis Din. That discusses someone like Shimon ben Azai sitting in front of Beis Din. Man Kaiman, what's the case? Im b'she silkan tivatlu hayrayasam b'me she silkoi If he removed them from their opinion, means he convinced them to retract, their hora is batal. If they convinced him, his hora is batal. Well, the case is that this side persists in its defense of the other opinion, and this side persists in its refutation. Their hora is not a hora for him, because they didn't convince him. It's a hora for others, since he did not convince them. Leis hada pliga al Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum, the Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum Omer, nechesu mea ad yeru kulam. The Gemara asks, does our Mishnah argue with Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum? Rabbi Mana bar Tanchum said that if 100 judges entered to judge and they erred, they're liable only if all of them ruled. Patala b'shaloi nechnas. The answer is he can explain that our Mishnah discusses when the Chacham who disagrees did not enter with them. In b'shaloi nechnas ma'akev. If he didn't enter, asks the Gemara, this is ma'akev, this prevents the hora for the entire basin, after all. Patala k'rebi d'rebi omar, d'rebi omar, ein lecha ma'akev ela mufla shel basin, just a bulvad. He can explain like Rebbe, as Rebbe says, that only the mufla, the greatest of the basin, is ma'akev. V'ha Rebbe Mana bar Tanchum amar nechesu mea ad sheyeru kulam af b'chazira kein, oi roiv kas. The Gemara asks that Mana bar Tanchum said that if 100 entered, it's a hora only if all of them ruled. Does the same apply to retraction that all must retract, or does it suffice that the majority of the group retracts? The Gemara says, obviously the majority suffices, however, is this the majority of those who ruled, or the majority of those who remain? Hei chavida, nechnasu mea umesu mehen asoa, in tema roiv ha'iroya, hamishim ve'echad, in tema roiv ha'mishtaya, ha'aboyim v'shisha. How is this if 100 entered and 10 died, if you require the majority of those who ruled, this is 51. If the majority of those who remained suffices, then this is 46.